For years, this was the moment Shantae Harrell waited for.
It's okay.
In December, at age 40, the longtime nurse finally became a mother. But baby Miguel's entrance into the world was fraught with complications.
Her heart stopped. So the doctors rushed in to resuscitate her. So they had her crunched up with her legs up in the air for about 5 to 6 hours. It was a lot of blood.
Her sister Serena says Shantae received a blood transfusion 2 days after the delivery and hours later was told she could leave. But Serena was worried. Home was more than an hour away, and what if her sister took a turn for the worse?
She still couldn't lift her head up, and I was like, please don't let them discharge you.
Nevertheless, mother and son went home on Christmas Day, spending precious time together until New Year's Eve. Just hours after this video was taken, Shantae collapsed. Her family says a blood clot had formed in her lung. Pulmonary embolism is a leading cause of maternal deaths, and in the U.S., nearly 33 mothers die per 100,000 live births, the highest of all industrialized nations. Shantae Harrell joined that statistic on New Year's Day.
And I touched her, she was still warm and things, but by the time they got her to the hospital, they didn't know since she was dead. They said they did try.
Shantae's family believes she'd still be alive if maternity care had been closer to home. But the local hospital in Martinsville, Virginia, shuttered its maternity ward a year ago, a trend among rural hospitals in the U.S.
I think I've delivered about 1,500 babies.
Dr. Makunda Abdul-Mbake was the last obstetrician in Martinsville.
When we close labor and delivery units, moms die. It's known. It's not rocket science. It's a definite known phenomena.
And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Black women in the U.S. are 3 times more likely to die from a pregnancy-related cause than white women.
As an African-American woman in the United States, health care and prenatal care of women dying from childbirth is exponential. But I never thought it would happen to me or my family in this moment.
Miguel is now a happy 5-month-old raised by his aunt.
Papa, I love you.
My sister left us a gift. I want him to know how strong she was, how much she loved him, and how much she fought to have him.
Look at Mama.
She says she'll always teach him about the mom he had for 9 days. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Martinsville, Virginia.